While investigators don't believe the two cases are directly connected, the suspects in the two alleged drug smuggling cases used similar techniques, says Ketchikan Police Lieutenant Andy Berenson.
Essentially, the people from Washington State were being utilized to transport with their bodies and their luggage large amounts. I mean, these are large amounts of drugs to Ketchikan that can be very damaging.
The synthetic opioid fentanyl is thought to be especially dangerous because even small quantities can lead to fatal overdoses. He says the recent arrests and drug seizures in Ketchikan are part of an ongoing effort by local police and the Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs Task Force to clamp down on the movement of drugs into the panhandle.
You generally have this set up as you're going to be some source of supply in Washington State, a person that essentially takes the risk for some incentive to bring them here to a person that then is kind of the next layer of distributor in Ketchikan.
In the first case, police say 35-year-old Washington State resident Jamie Guyberson was arrested after arriving March 11th at Ketchikan's airport after police found fentanyl-laced pills, heroin, and methamphetamine in a search. Police say an investigation found that Guyberson had traveled to deliver the drugs to two Ketchikan residents. That's 29-year-old William Van Sice and 31-year-old Kendra Bartholomew, who was also arrested. In the second, police say they found more than 1,000 fentanyl pills plus heroin and meth on the person and in the belongings of 34-year-old Michelle Nelson of Washington State, who arrived from Seattle March 14th. Police say the shipment was intended for 37-year-old Ketchikan resident Angelina McDonald. All five suspects are facing felony drug charges. Berenson says the two recent sets of arrests targeted alleged couriers and local distributors.
You don't have a courier without a responsible party on either end. And so if we can start with the person in Ketchikan who is distributing in the streets, which we feel like we have done in these two cases at least, you know, we can start trying to cut the head off the snake a little bit.
It's the latest in a series of busts announced by Ketchikan police as authorities seek to take a bite out of the supply of illicit opioids in the region. Last month, police working with the regional task force said they'd arrested a man and seized 24 pills and $29,000 cash from a Creek Street hotel room. The department announced the seizure of nearly 3,000 similar pills and thousands in cash in December, and state troopers charged a woman in February 2021 with smuggling some 200 fake oxycodone pills and a half pound of heroin into Ketchikan. Police say for now there's not evidence that the cases are directly connected. KPD Detective Jack Ford, though, says informants are telling him that the seizures have had a measurable effect on the number of fentanyl-laced fake oxycodone pills on the street. He says the price of the small blue pills stamped M30 has risen significantly in Ketchikan.
The most recent street value has been between $80 and $100 a pill. That's fairly recent. It used to be there about $60, so we're glad to see that the price has gone up a little bit in the past month.
Ford says the recent seizures have also helped slow the flow of opioids into smaller communities in the southern panhandle.
We've seen that as a result of some of our more recent successful investigations that the price of these pills on specifically Prince of Wales Island has dramatically increased and the availability has gotten very difficult to find them. So we've been able to look at these investigations where we're seizing large quantities of pills that has a very direct impact on the smaller communities.
Berenson says police believe drugs also move north from Ketchikan into communities like Juneau and Sitka. While police say the couriers appear to be coming from the Seattle area, Berenson says authorities haven't identified the source of the pills themselves. All five defendants were assigned state-funded attorneys in their initial court appearances. The State Public Defender Agency didn't respond to emails seeking comment on their behalf. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.